Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Bracing for an after-Thanksgiving virus spike.
We might see a surge superimposed upon that surge.
President-elect's foot injury.
They'll likely need a walking boot for several weeks.
Retailers bank on Cyber Monday.
It will completely blow away or eclipse Black Friday.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Health officials are concerned the latest coronavirus surge will only get worse because of a spread linked to travel over the Thanksgiving holiday.
We may see a surge upon a surge.
We are deeply worried about what could happen post-Thanksgiving.
It's going to get worse over the next several weeks.
That's Surgeon General Jerome Adams, and we heard Drs. Deborah Birx and Anthony Fauci. This morning, Moderna becomes the second company to take its vaccine to the government to try to win emergency use authorization.
I think we have a light at the end of the tunnel, but we have to get to the end of the tunnel. And I think that's what is really sobering today is the challenges we have.
Dr. Michael Osterholm is on President-elect Biden's COVID task force.
I have a major fear that although these vaccines will start to become more available over the next several months, many Americans won't take them because of the fear that there are some safety issues with the vaccine.
More on the pandemic and new steps in New York City from CBS's David Begno.
24 states set records for new coronavirus cases in the last week, while the U.S. reached about 180,000 cases per day. In New York City, despite a steady rise in coronavirus cases, Mayor Bill de Blasio plans to reopen schools next week for kids in pre-K through fifth grade. He closed them almost 2 weeks ago when the seven-day average positivity rate hit 3% in New York City. Now it's approaching 4%.
President-elect Joe Biden broke his right foot over the weekend during a pause from a busy time for his transition team. CBS's Nicole Killian.
He was playing with his dog Major and slipped. A CT scan later revealed he suffered hairline fractures, but he did flash a thumbs up as he left the doctor's office Sunday night. His physician says that he will likely wear a walking boot for several weeks. Mr. Biden also announced his new White House communications team. It is a diverse all-female group, including several mothers of young kids, according to newly named Press Secretary Jen Psaki, who's an Obama alum. Kate Bedingfield was tapped for White House communications following a similar role in the campaign. This week, the president-elect is rolling out his economic team. He is expected to nominate Janet Yellen for Treasury Secretary. CBS News has also learned he is expected to nominate Cecilia Rouse to chair the Council of Economic Advisors and Neera Tanden to serve as White House Budget Director.
President Trump used a Fox interview to push more unfounded claims of election fraud and conspiracy theories. White House correspondent Paula Reed.
President Trump says there is no amount of evidence that will sway his opinion that he won the election.
My mind will not change in 6 months. There was tremendous cheating here.
And while he acknowledged for the first time that the courts are unlikely to overturn November's results, he continued making baseless accusations about the integrity of the election.
This is a fraud against the American people. It's a fraud against the United States of America.
Now, such claims have been rejected by nearly every judge who has reviewed them. Nearly two dozen cases affiliated with the campaign have been dismissed, denied, or withdrawn. The president also criticized the Justice Department, an agency he has relied on to pursue politically motivated investigations, and lashed out at when they failed to deliver.
This is total fraud, and how the FBI and Department of Justice, I don't know, maybe they're involved.
The recount of the vote in Wisconsin gave President-elect Biden an additional 87 votes to increase his margin over Mr. Trump. That state's vote could be certified as early as today. The Trump campaign has vowed a lawsuit. Now overseas. A procession in Tehran as Iran mourns the killing of a top nuclear scientist, and the country's leaders make accusations that are ramping up tensions in the Middle East.
Allahu Akbar.
Iran held a funeral for its top nuclear scientist as the nation's leaders blamed Israel for the assassination and promised revenge. They also vowed to speed up Iran's nuclear program. Israel has not commented, but it has stepped up security on its borders and at embassies abroad, fearing Iranian retaliation. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
Iran's president accused Israel of acting as a mercenary for the United States by carrying out the assassination. The U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments today on President Trump's effort to exclude illegal immigrants from the census, something that could affect calculations used to allocate seats in the House. It's expected President-elect Biden will reverse course when he takes office, and that could prompt new legal action. Well, COVID-19 may have torn up the economy, but Black Friday set new online sales records, and retail analyst Bert Flickinger says that's likely to continue today with Cyber Monday deals.
The biggest promotion, surprisingly, is free shipping because there's a shortage of trucks, there's a shortage of drivers.
Today marks the end of the Atlantic hurricane season, the most active one on record, with 30 named storms. 12 made landfall in the U.S. to set another new record. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson says the big concern today on the weather map is a snowstorm.
We've got a winter storm warning. It stretches from Sandusky, Ohio, all the way to just south of Buffalo. In that area, we will see at least a half a foot of snow. Lots of places will see a foot of snow.
Just as mysterious as its arrival, there's plenty of unknown surrounding the disappearance of a 10-foot-tall stainless steel silver monolith, which showed up earlier this month in the Utah desert. CBS's Tom Foti.
A Colorado man says as he and his girlfriend were driving to the site on Friday, they did pass a long flatbed truck with a large object in the back and joked that it probably was the monolith. They hiked to the location, and sure enough, the structure was gone, not known who removed it.
State officials say they didn't remove it and are investigating. The coronavirus pandemic doesn't seem to be stopping people from going on the hunt for the perfect Christmas tree. KYW-TV's Dan Koob reports from Monroeville, New Jersey.
Weaving through the aisles of a Christmas tree farm has turned into more of an escape than anything else.
How about this one right here?
People are also cooped up in their houses. They're looking for something they can do.
Bill Exley is the owner here at Exley Farm. He says even in a tree shortage, people are coming out in droves. Allie Fortuna's family foraged for the perfect fir in no hurry at all. Like many families, she says this Christmas will be extra meaningful.
I think everybody's going to do their best to make it as special as possible. And that starts here, coming out with your family and cutting down a tree.
No surprise here. Merriam-Webster says its word of the year is pandemic. Interest in the word on its site was strong all year long. Defund and malarkey were among the runners-up. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast. I'm here with my producer, Becca. Becca, what can people expect on the podcast?
The extended moments, for sure.
Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
I use the internet.